I hope you have had a good stretch and you are now having enough energy to continue. And the secretary had just introduced the first document, and I want to invite any comments from the floor regarding the budget situation as presented by the secretary. And the document we are looking at is Alnom 07/30/9. Any observations from the Executive Committee regarding the budget situation as presented? Member from Africa, please.
Mr. Chairman, we appreciate very much the work of the Secretariat in trying to come up with a proposal based on, you know, original thinking, because I think that's what it is. It's on apart from what WHO has already decided, is what is in under decision in WHO. It is based on nothing in FAO, because as the secretary mentioned, the budgetary level at FAO is not yet decided. And then last week, the council was still examining some of the proposals of what they called here the maintenance budget. But members couldn't agree on any figure at all. And then I don't know if there will be a way out by the time we are entering the conference in November, so that the session of the Executive Committee in Geneva in December can have at least something to chew. But at this point in time, I think I really appreciate this this documentation which is being proposed, but I have no ground to see whether we can push it to the Commission or not. Instead, I will be very reluctant to ask this committee for a lengthy discussion at the Commission, because it may not serve much. But what I will probably urge members of what we will do anyway, and to that extent, to the extent that probably some members here may help us, is to advocate for maintenance of at least in relative terms what Kodak had last year, at least. That will be, it will be a big fight, I must tell you, because there are many things that are unknown in FAO. We don't even know if the budget will be approved for the biennium. We don't, it's so difficult at this point in time in FAO that there is no possibility for us to have something open. So, but here, we appreciate the proposal, but it may be very difficult to push it to the Commission to have a very lengthy discussion on the budget level for Codex at this point in time. But we will appreciate if the members can stress the fact that we need to keep, at least in relative terms, the Codex budget level as it was last year. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, member from Africa. Any other contribution? coordinator for Africa, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. C'était juste pour compléter l'intervention de mon collègue. Quand j'ai vu un peu les différentes options, en fait, si on peut les résumer, c'est des avec ou sans les deux langues, avec ou sans une des deux langues, etc. Il s'agit en fait d'une augmentation du budget. Et quand, lorsqu'on consulte les tableaux, ça revient à demander aux organisations mères d'augmenter leur contribution. Donc je pense qu'il faudrait, je ne sais pas, Monsieur le Président, demander à la FAO et l'OMS quelles sont les possibilités qui s'offrent. Parce que qu'est-ce qui est demandé au comité exécutif? C'est de recommander à la Commission de privilégier une des options qui sont proposées par le secrétariat. Donc je pense que... Il faudrait d'abord qu'on écoute la FAO et l'OMS sur les possibilités d'augmentation possibles à l'avenir. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, member from coordinator for Africa and member Southwest Pacific, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Let me start also by, as the Member for Africa indicated, thanking the Co-Secretariat in presenting this document, which obviously also includes a number of assumptions in relation to the budget for the next biennium. We would also note the significant improvements in the way the budget document has evolved over the years, in particular in providing greater clarity around what the various items of expenditure relate to and cover and so on. So I think we would certainly want to note our appreciation in terms of the provision of information. We would like to note or at least see, there are some points of clarification that we would like to seek, and we also have some, as a consequence, some items for comment. With regard to the points for clarification, we do note that the budget forecast for the 2007-8-9 includes a forecast for a cost increase for staff of some 16%. It would be interesting to know whether this predicates or presupposes an increase both in terms of the salary costs as well as additional staffing resources. It would be useful to know if there is any provision for increasing the staffing resources of the Codex Secretariat. It would be useful to know that. I think the Secretariat in his presentation had already referred to some of the other assumptions made in the calculation of the budget for 2008-2009, including, as we said, the continuation of cost-saving measures that were introduced during the last biennium, the possible inclusion of Russian and maintaining the relative contribution of WHO at the current level of 18%. There were really, coming out of that, there were really a couple of issues that we have perhaps got some concerns about. The first relates to the proposal with regard to cost-saving measures, in particular the planned cancellation of one session of the Executive Committee in 2008. The concern we have here essentially is about the, I think in the context of the evolution of the Executive Committee in its new strategic and standards management functions, the advisability of maintaining to a rigorous schedule of Executive Committee meetings. And it is our view that every effort should be made by the Commission to provide for at least two sessions of the Executive Committee. If there is to be a need to make some cost savings, we would perhaps suggest that maybe there is some opportunity to reduce the length or duration of the session of the Executive Committee immediately preceding the Commission and offset some of that savings towards holding an extra session as we have been doing in recent years. I think we do believe that development of the Executive Committee in this area is quite important, and we need to have some sort of certainty in terms of scheduling of these committees. The other one is I think our ongoing discussions around the relative contribution of WHO to the overall budget of Codex. We have ourselves previously raised this issue about perhaps the need and desirability of the WHO providing a higher relative contribution to the overall Codex budget. Our analysis would suggest that historically the WHO's relative contribution has varied from anywhere between 17% and 20%. It is our view that there is a credible case for increasing the relative contribution of WHO to the overall Codex budget. We do realize that international organizations, both FAO and WHO, have financial constraints, but it would be useful to know the extent to which there is opportunity to increase the relative contribution, particularly of WHO. In that context, we would like to have some clarity around the basis for how this decision on the allocation of funding for Codex is determined, particularly in the WHO and FAO to some extent. As we understand it, the parent governing bodies determine the overall level of budget, whether it goes down to the individual program level is somewhat unclear. I think we would also recall that in previous years we have been encouraged to make representations to the governing body level, but I don't know whether that has necessarily helped the WHO in developing its case. So we would like to raise this question to, if nothing else, to perhaps seek some guidance from the parent bodies themselves on how we can actually strengthen the advocacy for additional funding at the parent body level. So those are the two major concerns. One relates to the implications of the projected budget for particularly the sessions of significance to Codex and the Commission, effective operation, particularly in the strategic and standards management area. And the second one relates to how we can actually, as members, work towards securing a higher level of funding from WHO. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for Southwest Pacific. Coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Queríamos manifestar un par de cuestiones en relación con el presupuesto que ya lo hemos mencionado en reuniones. La primera tiene que ver con las traducciones. En el presupuesto este rubro está cubierto dentro del concepto de facturación interna. Y en realidad siempre tenemos la duda de cuánto se aplica de traducciones al trabajo del Codex, pues somos conscientes que muchos comités, los secretariados de muchos comités, hacen el trabajo de traducción de los documentos de Codex, que en muchas ocasiones ese trabajo de traducción, no, de hecho, no lo hace la FAO, razón por la cual siempre nos preocupó saber cuál era el problema que había entonces respecto de aquellos comités que no hacen las traducciones de sus propios documentos y, por tanto, la debe hacer la FAO para que no llegue en tiempo y forma. Notamos de manera permanente que los primeros documentos suelen llegar siempre en inglés y a veces pasa mucho tiempo hasta que lleguen los documentos en alguno de los otros idiomas. En nuestro caso, particularmente el español. Al margen de no tener claro, por esto que les decía, cuánto es efectivamente y de qué manera se calcula las traducciones efectivas que se hacen de los documentos del Códex, lo que quizás se debería evaluar es si no se podría tercerizar, como se ha hecho en tantas otras ocasiones, ciertos servicios como el de traducción para que lo lleven adelante en países donde los costos para las traducciones son muchísimo menores probablemente que el costo que le demande a las organizaciones para que lo hagan aquí. Lo mismo ocurre con el tema de las publicaciones. Tenemos experiencia concreta por haber hecho reuniones en Argentina del Códex, donde queda claramente en evidencia la diferencia que hay en la duplicación de un CD o en la impresión de documentos o en la publicación de libros. Hay diferencias muy importantes de costos y esto posiblemente podría reducir sustancialmente este ítem. La otra cuestión que nos preocupa respecto de esto es, durante años hemos manifestado que el secretariado del Códex necesitaba más gente, y en lo particular nos gustaría si el secretariado pudiese darnos algún tipo de informe respecto de la cantidad de gente que tiene en la actualidad y de las tareas que tienen asignadas para ver el tipo de personal y el costo que significaría la mayor cantidad de personal que requiera de acuerdo a las funciones que deberían desempeñar. Eso es todo, gracias.
Thank you, Cornetta, for Latin American Caribbean. Member from North America, please. And then we will give chance for some responses.
Yes, I won't. I guess we do have some of the questions that have already been elaborated on our list, so we won't repeat those. I guess to reiterate and support the importance of the contributions from WHO in particular in light of the global strategy on diet, physical activity and health and the additional functions that will be undertaken by Codex in response to that. We do need to make sure through our representatives that we communicate the enhanced workload that we do anticipate, but also encourage wherever possible both the parent organizations to increase the budgets to respond to some of this workload. Something that I guess we do raise on a fairly frequent basis when we're talking about budgets is the fact that the countries that do host committees also face increased costs as a result of some of these decisions as well. And that we do need to take into account when we're looking at decisions that are made because it can result in decreases in investments elsewhere that are related to Codex. Many of us are facing budget challenges at home as it relate to our own programs. We have tried to treat as a priority funding, for example, for the trust fund and other capacity building activities. But as costs increase in administration, then the availability of funding to contribute to some of these other activities is impacted as well. So certainly we are interested in some of the overhead costs that are being introduced, definitely interested in any additional languages because that then does have an impact on some of the host countries as well. And otherwise just look forward to hearing back on some of the answers to some of the questions that have been raised.
Thank you, member from North America. And can I invite WHO and so that you can partly respond on the request from member of Africa, the possibility of increasing your budget. And that is also true with request from member of Southwest Pacific and the member from North America, especially considering that Codex will have added activity on the global diet strategy. And then later I can also ask FAO to come in, please. WHO, please.
Yeah, thank you. I would say first that in WHO we don't normally operate with a system of trying to retain purchasing power. So that is not in our, I mean, we have a budget. The definition is what we have to do, and then we set up a budget for that. There's no automatic keeping exactly the same numbers or numbers plus this or that. So we don't really have that. In relation to increases in Codex, I don't think it's very helpful if, I don't think personally it's very helpful if member states say we need you to increase your budget to Codex, full stop. This will not happen, I think. This, why should WHO increase budget in Codex? To do what? Then there are statements here to change the relative contribution. Okay, the relative contribution to Codex can be changed from WHO in two ways, either by decreasing what FAO pays or by increasing what WHO pays. And I need to have, I think the governing body in WHO needs to have some rationale. Why is that, that we need to change that? Should we also discuss how the what the relative contribution is in relation to scientific advice, which, by the way, fluctuates a lot? Why is there a necessity to discuss it from that point? I think the important strategic point is to say, what do we want Codex to do? How much would that cost? Do we have the money? Do we need more money? That's the way, I think, to attack it. Then there was a specific question whether the interventions by member states in World Health Assembly has helped, mentioning Codex, that it's important to protect and increase the support of WHO to Codex. Yes, it has helped, but it's very few countries that do it. And I think, you know, the issue here is to, if member states think that this is important, they have to continue to say it in WHO, or else it will be forgotten. So we have set aside money in the present budget, and it's possible for us to meet the budgets here. We need clear transparency in how the money is used. We have set up at a high ADG level between WHO and FAO a group now to discuss some of these general policy things and alignments of FAO and WHO policy in relation to this. So we hope that out of that process we will also get a clearer picture of exactly how the money are used and also whether there are cost-saving possibilities. Because it's not only that we need to use more money, it's maybe also that we could use them more sensible, which I think also some people were mentioning here. So maybe in summing this up, I think, you know, if we have clear idea why it is that we need to use more money in Codex, then changes might happen. And then I continuously have to warn the executive committee also that at the moment, the way things are in WHO, what we add for the Codex budget is basically deducted from scientific advice, because it's within the same pot. If the pot doesn't get bigger and we put more into Codex, less is there for scientific advice. It's not exactly the same for FAO, but in a way, it's sort of the same for FAO. So that is why it's still very important. If member states think that this is an important international thing and we need to put more efforts into it, it has to be, that decision has to be taken in our case by the World Health Assembly, so it has to be argued in the World Health Assembly. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO, and I'm sure the Secretary is also noting some of the comments from WHO. FAO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the document mentioned, is in that moment it's not possible to know exactly the level of budget that the FAO will be allocating in Codex Secretariat. Due to the uncertainties that is to be addressed in the coming months, especially in the conference in November. But anyway, I can tell you that in the FAO, Codex work and Codex Secretariat is a very high priority of the organization. I can assure that even although maybe the final level of budget of the FAO could be in trouble, I can ensure, repeat, that at least we maintain the level of budget of the 2006 and 2007. And even I may to tell you that not just with the same level of the 2006 and 7, but even with the estimated cost increase. Other thing is the Russian language or something, other languages is a very different issue, but at least we will try to maintain the real budget in terms of real budget, not nominal budget. That say, taking into account the estimated cost increase. The question is not just to the Secretariat of the Codex. I think there are a lot of activities related with Codex as scientific advisor or capacity building. And in that case, we think that we know how difficulties and the limitations on the budget to achieve good results in these other related activities of Codex. And in that case, it's more difficult to increase the from regular budget on FAO to give more budget to that activities. But in that case, we will hope that the contribution by countries could be an interesting way, as after that we can discuss to increase the results in capacity building or advice and, scientific advice. Another thing is interesting is to analyze the cost of the Secretariat, as some of you mentioned. I agree that you need to analyze in detail the different components of the cost of the Secretariat. In that sense, I will inform that previous to this committee, executive committee, WHO and FAO was discussing together the different components and trying to analyze how to save some of the one this component of the costs. And exactly we discuss, as the coordinator of Latin American Caribbean said, the translation and the documents, because it's a very high part of the cost of the Secretariat. And in that case, I would like to, if the chairman is allowed me, to give the floor to the secretary, because they have the breakdown of the back charge and the different components, and you will see that is very important translation documents. You were analyzing with WHO how to proceed to save this cost, but it's not easy, as you will see, it's not easy. But I would like to give the floor to the...
Thank you, FAO, and indeed the secretary will take the floor, but... We really appreciate the submissions from the two parent organizations, WHO and FAO. And as the secretary takes the floor, there is a very big question asked by WHO. The budget of WHO can be increased or cannot be increased, but we have to answer the question, why do we need more money in Codex? And I think that is a question to the executive committee to explain why do we need more money for Codex. And that meaning, that will also mean more money from WHO. So as the secretary explains, I would wish to, at a later stage, invite the committee to comment on that. And as the secretary takes the floor, there are quite a number of issues that have been raised. And starting with the 16% increase on staff matters and also the issues raised with again WHO with regard to transparency on the way the money is being used, and of course a lot of other issues too. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If you allow me, I would like to take up questions in the order that are more logical and provides you more ease of understanding. First of all, I would like to recall that for the current biennium, we did not receive the funding level that would have granted the Codex Secretary to keep the same purchasing power than the last biennium. So there was real reduction, and the reduction resulted in a number of issues or measures taken, including cancellation of one executive committee session and discontinuation of paper dispatch of working documents and switching to exclusive electronic distribution of all working documents, and also the discontinuation of paper publication of the Codex Alimentarius and shifting to the CD-ROM. After having taken these measures, the Codex budget structure has become more slim and more directly linked to its core operation. The Codex program, if I could simplify the reality a little bit, is all about meeting operations. In other words, travel costs, venues, and translations, interpretations, and documentation. Therefore, the Codex budget level is more than in the past, is directly linked to the activities of the Codex program, core activities, meaning meetings. So basically, at this stage, any significant cuts in the Codex programs in the future might entail the need to cut the number of meetings off. So I would like to stress this nature of the Codex program, which is particularly different from more operation-oriented programs of FAO and WHO. Secondly, there was a question as to the structure of staffing in the Codex Secretariat. Currently, the regular budget of Codex program pays for the following staff members. One D1 staff member. Well, D1, P5, these are jargons in the UN system, which denotes certain level of responsibility and expertise and salary scale for the staff members. One D1, who is the Secretary of the Commission, and two senior food standards officers at P5 level, two more food standards officers at P4 level, and two P3 staff members at P3 level. On the side of general service staff members, we have one G5 and two G3 clerks who will oversee the administrative operations of the Codex Secretariat, including budget management, financial transactions, personal transactions, and many other matters, including ordering water bottles and granting, making necessary arrangements for granting visas coming to delegations coming to Rome from countries which require Schengen entry visa. So there are a lot of logistic elements in this. We have 1 G5 and 3 G4 staff members, mainly responsible for documentation, because we produce a lot of documents in FAO, and I cannot give you an exact figure, but some estimations told that in one biennium, from between one-fifth to one-quarter of all documents produced by FAO is actually codex documents. So this is the level of services required to maintain the actual codex operation. Mr. Chairman, speaking about the codex staff, I'd like to highlight also the particular nature of our work. We need not only the professional staff members, but also general staff, service staff members need a minimum length of experience being spent in the Codex Secretariat before being able to discharge fully their responsibilities. They need to familiarize themselves with Codex procedures, FAO procedures, their difference, and the particularity of our rules. So when any vacancy arises, we cannot simply fill the gap by recruiting an external consultant. We cannot do this. And even when we recruit a new staff member, it will take a few years for him or her to learn how Codex operates and to start best servicing the subsidiary bodies or the commission in their capacity as secretary for the committee meetings. Therefore, I would like to emphasize that if the commission wants to be satisfied that whatever small incidents happens to the Codex Secretariat, and you want to see the Codex operating and flying at the same cruising altitude, you may wish to ensure that some safety margin be incorporated in the Codex staff member. We are now be able to services the all meetings scheduled, but without safety of margin, without margin of safety. If a staff member goes to a sick leave, then there will be immediate effect. And at this time, I can tell you that many staff members are working round the clock, and some staff members do a very high amount of overtime. Of course, professional staff members are not paid for any overtime. We, separately from the staff members paid out of the regular budget, we have a P5 senior food standards officer on loan from the World Health Organization, who is in turn on secondment from a donor country to WHO. And we have two P3 staff members directly on secondment to FAO from member countries. And thanks to those in-kind contributions from the member states, Codex can operate as it operates now. Mr. Chairman, coming back to the issue of 16.2% cost increase for staff costs, there is no real increase of the number of staff members used as a basis of this increase. There will be exactly the same number of staff members paid out of regular budget. While I'm not an expert in budgeting and financing, and unfortunately we don't have anybody from FAO's budgeting unit today, I can tell you in a qualitative way that mainly the 16.2% cost increase comes from the fact that following the recommendation of the United Nations Civil Service Commission, the salary base for Rome-based general service staff members have been revised upwards and has resulted in significant increase in their salary. Maybe somebody can confirm. Otherwise, there is an increasing loss of value of United States dollars against euro. And the salary of professional staff members are calculated in a manner that it would not, the weakness of US dollar would not immediately result in the reduced purchasing power and the reduced level of living of professional staff members stationed in Rome. So this, I can tell you again that the cost increase of 16.2% is an organization-wide cost increase factor, and it would not include any real increase of the staff labor force. There was a well, following up my question, there may be, of course, if the Codex Secretariat has been given, say, two more professional staff members and one more general service staff members, we could improve our performance. For instance, we could shorten the delay in delivering certain documentation. Codex Secretariat can better service certain subsidiary body meetings instead of one staff member traveling through three consecutive Codex subsidiary bodies meetings, etc., etc. However, I know that requesting any real growth increase at the current UN budgetary environment is not realistic, and we should follow the budget level given and organize ourselves in the within the Commission and in the Secretariat to best focus our work on priority issues. There was a suggestion as to what cost savings can be made by shortening the session of the Executive Committee. There would be some cost saving made of such proposal, but I must say that the impact of such measure may be limited. For one thing, for a longer session or shorter session, we have to make the same logistic arrangements. We can make only some economies savings out of the interpretation cost, but not much from other factors. And again, I would like to draw the attention of the committee that the Commission some time ago adopted an amendment to rules, and now the members of the Executive Committee coming from developing countries and from their capitals are paid for their travels. So for a three-day meeting or two-day meeting, anyway, they will be fully paid the return trip tickets for the meeting. So the proposal is interesting and should be given due attention, but we have to be not overly optimistic about the degree of savings this kind of measure may bring. In regard to the possibility of outsourcing translations and interpretations, I see this as a FAO-wide organizational question. The Codex Secretariat, in accordance with the Article 9 of the Statutes of the Commission, the Codex Secretariat is administered by FAO. And how we order printing, how we order interpretation, or how we order translations, we have to follow the FAO-wide and generic rules. Only when the FAO services consider that the internal service cannot provide the requested work within the requested time frame, we are allowed to go for seeking services and purchasing services from outside. Therefore, I note that matter is not really the question to Codex, but the question for FAO and its overall policy. There is a question about the language, the impact of taking up additional languages on the budget of host governments. In preparing this document, as far as Russian language is concerned, we made an estimate of cost on the assumption that Russian will be introduced in the same way Chinese and Arabic languages are used currently in the Commission. That means that Russian language will not be used in subsidiary bodies of the Commission. Most of them will continue to operate in English, French, and Spanish, with the exception of Coordinating Committee for Europe. And Russian will also be used in the proceedings of the Commission, meeting once a year at this time. Therefore, there will be no direct cost impact for the governments currently hosting a number of Codex committees and task forces. Mr. Chairman, have I missed any questions? I see that some flags are up. Some, if I have missed some questions, I can come back and provide answer. I note that some contacts have been made between FAO and WHO, and basically we are trying to get some figures, some breakdown of expenditures, because WHO colleagues have asked for it, but this kind of this is a sort of a process which is still internal to FAO and WHO and its senior management. And all I can say at this stage is that as far as the Codex Secretariat is concerned, our budgeting expenditure are being conducted in accordance of FAO accounting rules, and we are subject to the audit by the FAO auditing services. And our accounting are presented to the FAO governing bodies as part of FAO's regular program. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for very clear explanation and a response to the issues raised both by the committee and also by WHO. And I reminded of this clear and transparent seen in the way the money is used, because as you heard from WHO, one question they want to understand is why do we need more money, and the second question is they want to be sure that the money is used, or they want to know how the money is used. And I think we have had very good explanation, but member for Africa, please. Member for Europe, sorry.
Oui, merci, Monsieur le Président. Vous pouvez attendre l'intervention du collègue d'Afrique, mais j'aurais voulu faire l'une ou l'autre observation sur ce qui a déjà été dit cet après-midi sur les questions financières et budgétaires. Nous savons tous que nous n'avons pas d'impact ici sur le budget global du Codex, comme cela a déjà été suffisamment dit et répété. C'est au niveau des organisations que les décisions globales sont prises sur le budget, et il nous faut vivre avec ce que les organisations mères veulent bien nous accorder, c'est-à-dire ce que nos représentants au sein des organisations veulent bien nous accorder. Je voulais revenir sur un point qui a été mentionné par le représentant de l'OMS qui nous disait « Oui, on pourrait éventuellement augmenter le budget du Codex, mais ce serait au détriment du budget consacré aux avis scientifiques ». Je voudrais quand même dire que sur ce point, il doit y avoir un équilibre entre le budget du Codex et les avis scientifiques, parce que sans avis scientifiques, le Codex ne peut plus fonctionner. Donc il faut bien garder à l'esprit, nous semble-t-il, cet évident équilibre budgétaire entre les deux budgets, celui de fonctionnement du Codex et celui consacré aux avis scientifiques. Je voudrais peut-être revenir sur une question plus spécifique qui est la question de l'utilisation éventuelle de la langue russe et plus particulièrement au paragraphe 9 du document. Mais si j'ai bien compris, la décision concernant le russe sera prise au plus tôt en novembre de cette année à la conférence de la FAO. Ce qui veut dire qu'une décision de la commission du Codex pour utiliser le russe ne pourrait intervenir au plus tôt que lors de la session de 2008, ce qui aurait un impact premier lors de la réunion de 2009. Donc ça veut dire que sur le biennium 2008-2009, il y aurait un impact pour une session de la commission seulement. Et le paragraphe 9 nous parle de deux sessions de la commission. Donc je crois qu'il faudrait peut-être réexaminer cette question du paragraphe 9, qui nous prévoit également une possibilité d'influence sur la session du comité de coordination pour l'Europe, qui devrait, si mes souvenirs sont bons, se tenir, je me tourne vers ma droite, vers octobre 2008. Donc là, je me demande également s'il serait déjà possible, en cas de décision en juillet, d'avoir déjà mis en place tout le système de traduction vers le russe pour une session qui se tiendrait au début d'octobre 2008. Donc peut-être que pour le biennium 2008-2009, l'impact estimé ici au paragraphe 9 est peut-être surestimé. J'aurais également deux points encore à soulever, Monsieur le Président. Nous aurions voulu que le secrétariat nous confirme qu'en ce qui concerne les pays hôtes, ils assument bien l'intégralité de leurs responsabilités, y compris les responsabilités financières. Et enfin, je voudrais quand même toucher un mot sur la question des traductions, parce que je crois qu'il ne faut pas se voiler la face. Bien sûr, nous sommes, en tous les cas, en ce qui me concerne, très heureux d'avoir des documents en langue française. Mais il faut quand même bien reconnaître que, en raison des difficultés que nous connaissons et des raisons que le secrétariat a expliquées, il est très souvent quasi impossible d'obtenir les documents avant, je dirais, juste le dernier moment, voire les avoir en arrivant à Rome ou à Genève en salle. Ou éventuellement au niveau des comités subsidiaires. Alors, il ne faut pas se voiler la face. Est-ce que c'est vraiment utile d'avoir ces traductions qui coûtent très cher au dernier moment et qui sont en pratique peu utilisées puisque toute la préparation de la session s'est faite sur les documents originellement émis en anglais? C'est une question, je crois, que nous ne pourrons pas à terme ne pas examiner en détail. Il ne faut pas se voiler la face. Tout le monde souhaite, si possible, avoir un document dans sa langue maternelle, mais l'avoir très tard, voire trop tard, ça n'a pas non plus de sens. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Member for Europe, and I'm sure the Secretary will give an explanation why the translations are always very late, and in fact, even for the meeting next week, some documents were posted as late as yesterday. So he has a reason. I know the reason, and I'm sure he will explain. Member from Africa, please.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I don't know if it's a good thing to have a long stay in this committee, or is a bad thing, because you keep most of the time, you know, hearing the same things, and then probably sometimes you get bored, and hearing the same thing, the same justifications on this issue or the other issue. And I think on our own side, we think we may need much more, at least some innovative way of justifying facts. It's true, the two organizations have a tight budget. It is true that also we have always said that the part which is coming from WHO is too small. We've said that many times, and I can confirm it again here. And we are involved now in a process which should give to the governing bodies the possibility of knowing whether CODEX needs more money or not. The strategic planning. You have a strategic plan, and from there, you know what CODEX is going to do in the next 5 years. And you prepare your budget on that ground. If you don't do that, and you ask us every time, give me the reason why I should ask for more money, then there's something wrong. I think the Secretariat has some work to do there, which is important. And we want to say, we would like to continue this argumentation to say that, you know, the budget, it was from my own small experience I have here, their budget appropriation is less a technical affair than a political one. When it comes to the end, last year, for example, 2 years ago, for example, for the FAO budget, we prepared 4 scenarios. I think we even went to a 5th one, but none of them was adopted because the negotiation went into that very late in the night to get an appropriation which was politically based. So I think the message which I was trying to say, to which I brought very early in the discussion today, is that let us push the idea that we need priority for CODEX work. If every member makes that statement, it will be taken into consideration, be it at WHO or in FAO. I'm sure it will be taken into consideration. That's our plea, and we know we will try to continue to do that, to try to set priorities, and that's what is important. And I think the issue of the 6.2% increase, I think the Secretary explained it very well. It's not only FAO, which is our CODEX, which is concerned. We've had in December 2006, a very, very lengthy discussion in the executive board of IFAD on this same matter, because it is a decision that was taken in New York with a retroactive action, and it has to go, it has to be implemented. And we have a very long discussion on that. Some members wanted to do it, others not. It's the same thing which is happening in FAO. Yeah, then the civil service, as the International Civil Service Commission has decided to increase the salary of the general service staff by a certain amount with retroactive action from 2005. What to do? I think some of these things should be taken into consideration by the secretary, and that's why at the very beginning, it's still, for me, very difficult to agree on the budget level as it is now. We may not even tell, because there are so many uncertainties. Are we going to enter into Russian? Are we going to have a biennium budget for FAO? Because that is still a big question now. We are not sure because the independent standard version is coming with the result. People are saying, wait for the independent standard version, prepare a small budget for 6 months. So there are so many uncertainties that are on the way now. And we may not, you know, if for us it may be very difficult to push a budget level for, even for Codex. But the message, the only message we as a committee we can send to the Commission is that please make statement on at least to keep the level, the budget level of Codex, in relative terms, at level it were last year. That a message can pass through, and as a priority, the governing bodies can accept that. We have been talking about cost saving. You know, when you squeeze an orange, it comes to a point where even if we squeeze it, you will not have any juice coming out. And we are sure that we have squeezed a lot, you know, in efficiency savings, a lot. We are no longer receiving documents, hard copies. We are no longer. So we have really arrived. I don't know. I'm not taking the defense of the secretariat. But I know the situation perfectly. And then I think we have to be very careful when we ask for efficiency saving because it might have a different effect, the contrary effect that what we want to produce. So we have that one, we have to be very careful. And there's also another issue that was brought up, which I think is very, very much politically inclined. This issue of outsourcing of purchases or of translation. I'm happy there's no Italian in this hall, but if you make that statement in front of Italian hosting FAO, they will tell you, forget it. Because, you know, that's at least the benefit of a host country for the organization like FAO. So it's, you know, some of these things we have to be, look at them and then see the technical inclination and also the political inclinations, because these are things that are very, very, sometimes very difficult to resolve in negotiations. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Member of Africa, and I think we thank the fact that you know a lot of the inside story within FAO, and that has been helpful. I saw the flag of WHO and FAO, and can I invite WHO first and then FAO?
Thank you. It's just to add to this discussion about telling the outside world, including member states as represented in WHO, what Codex needs to do and then getting more money. In 2002, we initiated the first ever review of Codex. This was initiated because WHO and FAO felt that this was very important. Outcome was, in simple terms, Codex needs to be faster, more inclusion of developing countries, and more health. I'm just paraphrasing, okay? Seen from our point of view. So I don't need so many words. Faster is 2 meetings per biennium instead of 1. This happened. Therefore, we increased the budget 33% from WHO and also 33% from FAO.
38%.
30, yeah, because they always want to be better than us. Clear linkage between what is it that you want to do. We want to work faster. We give you more money. That's it. Done. 33 or 35 or 38% is a dramatic increase in any program in WHO. And maybe also an FAO, apart from avian influenza. More inclusion, we set up the trust fund, and this is working with money from the outside. So that's got nothing to do. Then more health. WHO will be scrutinizing what Codex is saying about their future work plan. And I hear now discussions about not including words about the global strategy for physical activity. And I mean, I hear major problems when we try to get through with health related things in relation to antimicrobial resistance. I think also to be able to go back and report to my masters in WHO and to our masters in the countries that are governing WHO that we see change in relation to more health. If we had specifics saying now we want to do this, now we want to do that, we want to have these two new task forces, we want to do these more things, then we make a second decision, which is either are we dropping something else? It's very simple. It's like our own economy. Are we dropping something else or are we putting more money into it? We have suggestions to drop something else. Does Codex have suggestions to drop something else? I think sometimes even when the Codex Secretariat is coming up with suggestions to maybe we should then not do this and not do that, this body has not come back and said, yes, we take our responsibility seriously and we will tell you also where to cut. Because there's always somebody arguing that we have to continue this, we've always done that, we've done that for 40 years, we have to continue to do that. Why is that? I don't understand. We have discussions here where some of the arguments are, well, 15 years ago we made a decision that this or that. I have never heard of an organization where a 15-year-old decision is still standing. You have a point of view until you get a new point of view. If there are new things in the world, you should take new points of view. So I'm trying to say this in maybe a provocative manner because it is a real issue. When we go to the World Health Assembly, we need to be able to tell them in simple terms. They don't need very, very long papers about the codex and how important it is that we are dealing with 1,000 pesticides or something like that. They need clear information. This is what codex will do for the health agenda. This is how it aligns with the WHO agenda. And then you can move forward. Or else, you're not giving us good arguments in the argumentation in the World Health Assembly. And I'd repeat again, it's the argumentation from the member states in the World Health Assembly that in the end defines what the budget will be. And then I think there was a question about how is the budget decided. The budget is decided between the DG WHO and the DG FAO, and they are the ones that agree jointly about the budget. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO, and I hope we have the strategic plan that we have discussed, and hopefully that can also be useful within WHO to be able to assess what we are doing as codex that will require more money. Thank you. FAO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't want to prolong this discussion any longer, but what I would like to make 2 points. One is regarding the increase in the FAO budget during the last few years, following the evaluation, as was stated a few minutes ago, there was a very important increase in the level of budget, both from FAO and WHO. From the FAO side, the increase was between 2002-2003 and 2004-2005 was by 38%. And was meant to enable the Secretariat to implement all the recommendations that were made by the evaluation. Now, that meant, of course, an increase in the level and particularly in the relative contributions between FAO and WHO, which now shows over 82% from the FAO side and 17 point something from the WHO side. This imbalance in the relative contribution is something that we have to recognize, and that is not, I wouldn't say fair in the sense that when we increased FAO budget, we had to cut on some other important also activities, and particularly within the Nutrition and Consumer Protection Division. Our nutrition work has been curtailed so much that we had to give up two D1 posts and one P5 posts from the nutrition side so that we can safeguard the level of funding for the Codex and Codex-related activities. So there was some sacrifice from our side, from the FAO side, to keep the budget of Codex at the level that it is now. I think if we see a little bit of a slight increase from the from the relative share of WHO, that would probably prevent us from these very drastic cuts that has inevitably affected our output in the nutrition side. Having said that, I think I want to make the second remark that I would like to make is on the staff of the Codex Secretariat. As was presented very clearly by the secretary, among the staff there are three that are seconded by their by the government, and these three are contributing very effectively. Without them, probably the secretariat would be in trouble. And without, and these three are not paid by the budget of the current budget of the secretariat. Now, if these, if the, when these people leave, and if they're not replaced, the secretariat will be in trouble. So we have to take that into account. There is need for supporting the secretariat in terms of financial resources to enable it to perform in the way that it has been performed and continue to provide the member countries with the services that is required from it. So I would plead that you convey also to the Commission the need for continued support from both organizations and particularly a little bit slighter relative contribution from WHO. I think it will not. It will. A slight improvement.
Okay.
Improvement. Improvement in the current level of funding. I think it would be very much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you very much, FAO. And before I give the floor back to the Secretariat, I have Member North America, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First of all, the information that's been provided today has been very much appreciated, and it does help us to explain at home how some of the funds are allocated as it relates to Codex activities. Something, however, that will continue to irritate will be the lack of transparency that's possible with regard to the chargeback. So just to reiterate, like we do on every year, our secretary is forced to tell us that this is internal to FAO and now under discussion with WHO. But we are hoping at some point that we're able to provide more clarity to our governments at home on how some of these chargebacks happen. So we certainly do it, and the fine work done by our interpreters and others, but fine work and our testing to it only holds out so long when budgets are under are in distress.
Well, when Noriko is looking for the appropriate documents, maybe that I can make a few introductory remarks. Let's first make sure that we have the appropriate documents in front of us. I have before me a non-paper, English only, reproduced at 2 o'clock today and was circulated to the participants of the Executive Committee, prepared by the Secretariat and with, let's say, all the concrete text proposals as proposed by the coordinating committees inserted and identified in track mode. And I very much would like to work based on this document. For sake of reference, ladies and gentlemen, we should have also with us the document prepared by the Codex Secretariat, Alinorm 07/30/9b, the Strategic Planning of the Codex Alimentarius Commission, where you see also reproduced the relevant paragraphs from the respective meetings of the coordinating committees. There you will find summarized an explanation why they propose concrete texts. It is my understanding from today's discussion of the strategic plan that the Executive Committee is in agreement with Part 1 and Part 3, so we will not come back to these two parts, and that we will concentrate particularly on the proposals on the Part 2. Before we start our deliberations, maybe a few observations and proposal to proceed. And I would like to remind the colleagues where we are in the process of the finalization of the strategic plan. And I refer to the last year's discussion in the Commission, where quite a number of delegations expressed their appreciation of the intensive work done by the members of the subcommittee, of the executive committee, and the working group consisting of the chairpersons and the vice chairpersons of the Commission, who had produced the draft strategic plan. And following the recommendation of the executive committee of last year, it was agreed to circulate as a last step the draft strategic plan to all the regional committees for a final view on it. So the understanding is that the strategic plan is almost finalized and that we particularly should look into the proposals made by the coordinating committees, and in that regard also everybody may feel free to express his views, maybe that we particularly could ask the coordinators present here to speak first. It is brought to my attention that the observer from the coordinator from the Near East has submitted his comments here at this part of the table and is not present. A second observation, ladies and gentlemen, to refresh our memories, is the way we have operated. This strategic plan is the second one and is what I would call an aspirational document, where in part one you try to describe the vision and into which direction we wish to steer the codex. And in part two, we have tried to become a little bit more concrete and to get a feel of what type of actions we can think about. And then the third part, of course, is a management tool to monitor progress. But in that regard, it is not a standard, it is not a guideline, it is not a recommendation, it is not something binding the membership. It is entirely for our own purpose to show ourselves and the outside world, our parent organizations, first of all, into what direction we wish to steer the Commission. Any concrete action as a result, for instance, of Part 2 needs further approval at the level of the Commission. So in that regard, there is no need to be too afraid that when you agree upon this paper later on in the Commission, that you are entirely bound to it. There is always further room for discussion. So with this said, hopefully we can proceed. I also will remind you that the Executive Committee is way behind schedule, and only a morning session ahead of us with a few very important issues that still has to be discussed. So the better we perform tonight, and in the spirit to reach consensus, the better it is for the Executive Committee tomorrow and for the Commission next week. So I call upon the participants to be as cooperative as possible. If there are no further questions, ladies and gentlemen, then also, I said that part one is done. It was brought to my attention that there are two editorials, two typos, maybe to mention them, and that Noriko, I can give you it in handwriting, so because you have already part two before you, but in the English version, on page 3, paragraph 7, there is, almost in the middle, the sentence, "The Commission, while encouraging members to use Codex relevant standards, the proposal is to invert the words Codex and relevant so that the sentence should read, the Commission, while encouraging members to use relevant Codex standards." So that seems to be an editorial. And then in paragraph 8, second line, the word is missing. The second line starts, role of science in the codex decision making, and we should add the word process. So that were the two typos, the editorials that were brought to our attention, and I hope that is acceptable to you. Okay.
Member from North America and IO head first member from Latin America and Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. El presupuesto siempre es un tema político. No importa en qué organización, siempre es complejo hacer el presupuesto. Mi punto es relativamente simple. Si estos cargos internos de la FAO representan el arriba del 30% del presupuesto, y de ese 30% de arriba del 30% del presupuesto, la gran mayoría es por servicios de traducción, y los servicios de traducción no están cumpliendo su propósito. Ahorita acabo de entrar a la página de internet y sigo sin ver las versiones en español y francés del comité de etiquetado que tuvimos a principios de mayo pasado, y en que tuvimos complejidades en las redacciones en el español. Si para esta reunión del comité ejecutivo y para la reunión de la comisión hay documentos que no estuvieron disponibles nunca en los otros idiomas de trabajo de la comisión, si el costo es muy elevado y representa gran parte de nuestro presupuesto y el servicio no es suficiente para atender las necesidades de la comisión, honestamente no me gustaría saber más claramente qué es exactamente lo que se requiere para poder tercerizar el servicio. Esto es una tendencia mundial, no es un capricho. Hace poco supe que los anuncios en varios de los aeropuertos de relevancia internacional están centralizados en otro país a fin de no tener que pagar tiempos extras ni horarios extraordinarios. Entonces, algunos de los que tuvimos que viajar para llegar aquí a esta reunión, pasamos por aeropuertos en que los anuncios que estamos escuchando en los altavoces se están haciendo desde un país tercero, con otro uso horario, haciendo más eficiente y aprovechando los medios que se tienen actualmente. Es una tendencia mundial y me parece que particularmente para el Códex en este momento se vuelve un tema estratégico. Entonces, sinceramente, además de la transparencia que comentaba la representante de Norteamérica, me parece que necesitamos tomar este asunto con mayores elementos a fin de poder hacer sugerencias que hagan sentido. Porque en nuestra opinión, si estamos hablando de la gran mayoría del 30% del presupuesto y el servicio que estamos recibiendo no es suficiente, no vemos entonces para qué tenemos este punto del presupuesto en la agenda si no se le puede hacer cambio ninguno. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, member from Latin American Caribbean. Coordinator Near East, please.
شكرا سيدي الرئيس. السؤال المطروح هنا انه هل من الممكن للجنة التنفيذية أن تفكر في إيجاد بدائل من خارج المنظمتين الراعيتين مثل تبرعات الدول الأعضاء خارج اشتراكاتها السنوية؟ وأعتقد أن هذه المبادرة تم طرحها في الدورة 58 للجنة التنفيذية ولكن لم يتم أي شيء بخصوصها. الشق الآخر من الاقتراح أيضا وأن نفكر في موضوع فرض رسوم على الأعضاء المراقبين من المنظمات غير الحكومية وأيضا لقاء حصولهم على وثائق الدستور الغذائي إلى آخره، كون هناك عدد كبير من هؤلاء يعني يحضرون الاجتماعات. فهذا هو الاقتراح. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, member from Near East, coordinator Near East, sorry, and member Southwest Pacific.
Thank you, Chairman. I just wanted to come back on this issue of providing sufficient justification, particularly in the WHO context, in support of additional funding for Codex. I think reference has already been made to the efforts in recent years, particularly coming out of the Codex evaluation and the development of the strategic plan and so on. And clearly, it seems to us that anyone who has been, in fact, following the evolution of Codex, we may not all be satisfied with the pace at which we are embracing the food safety and improving our act, as it were. But should not deny the fact that we are, in fact, moving in the right direction. There is a strategic shift in favor of food safety activities. We only have to look at the work of the Food Hygiene Committee to see the intensification of work. We are making good progress, in our view, in a number of other attendant areas, possibly, for example, in the development of risk analysis principles, the adoption of risk-based approach to standards development, and the support we hope for that, you know, for the initiatives in relation to global strategy on diet, physical activity, and health. There's also a need to recognize the fact that in supporting additional participation for members, we are also seeing an increased awareness at the national level in terms of food safety and what it means for broader public health goals. And in our own situation, for example, there is a greater political and additional resources being, you know, put into food safety related activities. What it demonstrates is that there is a constant shift going on both at the national and international levels in support of meeting our recognizing the role of food safety to achieving the broader goals. Our feeling is there is a clear case already developing, and all I think the interventions today seems to be suggesting is that, you know, the case is there. It can always be better, but all that I think as members of the executive that we can do is to urge the parent bodies, and in some ways we feel this discussion is to our own audience, because the debate needs to be taking place elsewhere. As WHO and FAO keep telling us, the decisions are being made by the parent bodies. All that Codex can do, and as members of the executive committee we can do, is in fact to reiterate the point that we are doing our bit, and we want to at least ensure that message is getting through at the parent body level. Thank you.
Thank you very much, member from Southwest Pacific, and I saw WHO was listening very carefully. And in fact, one of the reasons I took interest in food safety is because I strongly believe without safe food, no human life. And if there is no human, then we are not going to talk of health. And safe food at national level really means a lot to the health budget, slowly we are realizing, not only in my country, but in the other countries, that when you are talking of health of the human being, the first thing to address is safe food. And I'm glad even at WHO, that is increasingly becoming realized that safe food is the underlining of all the health matters. And I don't think WHO wants to react against the fact that without safe food, no human life. WHO.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I totally agree with you. That's really not the point. I just wanted to maybe make the point through you to whoever would like to listen in the committee that when it's stated that we are doing our part. We, in my understanding, is the member states. I know that you are here representing several member states, but that's member states. Member states have to speak with one voice. We cannot tell member states what to do, but it would be beneficial if member states spoke with the same voice in Codex, in FAO, and in WHO. Maybe that's totally impossible, but I think that there is a case for some of the very good people working in this room here and also in the Commission, in addition to the very good work that they've been doing in relation to standards, to also make sure that their governments who are deciding the policy will say the same in the health body. And we are up against taking away money from HIV/AIDS, taking away money from malaria, taking away money from tuberculosis. So we cannot have some flimsy arguments that we will now do 2005 instead of 2000 pesticides or something like that. There has to be some clear statement. There was a statement here that we have clear direction, redirection strategically. This has to be explained in very few words. I'm sorry to say that. So, for instance, if Codex said, we will now do nutrition and we didn't do it before, that would be a major step forward. Does Codex say that? I don't know. It's in between lots of many, many words, and it's very difficult to see, are you doing it or are you not doing it? You have to have clear statements when you go to World Health Assembly. I think that's my point. So I would suggest, you know, that some of these very good work that I totally agree is being done in the Codex system, we have to also promote it in a way so that it's understood elsewhere, including in the governing bodies. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO. And I really want to close the day. And can I request the interpreters, the good people up here, to give us but 5 minutes only, please, so that we wind up the discussion and we start tomorrow with another document. Interpreters, please. Thank you very much. And then can I give the floor to the secretary, please?
1 minute.
1 minute for FAO, sorry.
2 things, very brief things. First of all, from the FAO point of view, the strategic plan is clear, and we are supporting this strategic plan of the Codex. Is that the Codex, what we do in the next 5 years, is very clear, and we support this strategic plan. It's the independent strategic plan for the committee, and I hope that for the Commission. Second, responding to the problem of the chargeback, I like very much the transparency, and in fact, I asked to the Secretary to the breakdown of the chargeback. The problem is not a lack of transparency. The problem is the account system on the field doesn't allow to see in deep this breakdown. But at least some general breakdown is possible. And I ask to the Secretary to give you the figures on this general and no more detailed breakdown. Thank you.
Thank you for you. And Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Mr. Sumpsi mentioned right now, our FAO accountant system, if we want to go to the more depths than it is presented in the budgetary document, we need to do manual calculation. And of course, if we want to manually calculate, we want to recruit somebody to do this task. However, we have done on an experimental basis this a bit laborious work for the chargeback costs that were incurred in 2004-2005 biennium. So I will present to you tomorrow morning, those figures for your information. Having said this, FAO is now considering to adopt a new accounting system, which would be applied and followed by all family members of the UN system. and this by, if I have not, I'm not misled, by 2010. Unfortunately, today we don't have the privilege of having an officer, program and budget officer from the Office of Director General with us. So possibly we could have more information on this matter during the commission and have some more clarity on this matter. And this new move to a new accounting system may allow or may not, we don't know, a more ease of budget management. Secondly, Mr. Chairman, FAO, in preparing a maintenance budget, has set aside a certain amount of funds to cover the introduction of Russian language to the language of FAO. And these funds are still centrally managed, and it's not being given down, giving away to individual programs that may need that funds. As I understand, the earmarked funds is not for 1 year or 18 months, but for 24 months. Therefore, this is a reason why I prepared, or the Secretariat prepared, this document to be consistent with the FAO approach. And the cost estimate for Russian language is not for less than 2 years, but for 2 years. And of course, the Commission would be eventually entitled to take a sort of a decision that will be conditional to the future decision taken by the FAO conference, to the effect that the FAO conference eventually approves the inclusion of Russian language with immediate effect, and if FAO and WHO provides sufficient funds for Codex to take up Russian in the way Chinese and Arabic are used in the Commission, it would be possible to take up the Russian language from the beginning of the next biennium. Mr. Chairman, host governments are required to cover all operating costs of subsidiary bodies in line with Rule 13.4 of the Rules of Procedure. There was some different interpretations about what the operating costs means, but the Secretariat is negotiating very proactively with the host governments so that this operating cost mean all costs incurred with the holding of a session, including the translation of the final report. However, while some host governments have worked for decades with a number of a finite set of translators and train them so that they can get very high quality translation, which is not the case for all subsidiary bodies. In certain cases, the documents translated by the host government translators, although they are of certain good quality, may need to be again revised by the FAO translators, which carry the authority of authentic authentic use of FAO terminology, especially for those texts that would become part of the Codex Alimentarius. So while we appreciate the in-kind contribution of host governments in all aspects of the Codex operation, which may amount far beyond the central budget of the Codex Alimentarius Commission, we cannot economize certain important translation being taken, being carried out by the FAO's Central Translation Service. Finally, Mr. Chairman, I would like to come back to the issue of the budget.
And I appreciate the interventions made by FA and WHO referring to 30% plus increase that took place between 2002-2003 and 2002-2004 biennia. However, members may recall that years ago, the US dollar has a 1-to-1 matching with the euro. Now the exchange rate is almost 1.3. So you could have a simple calculation on what this nominal increase in US dollar terms have meant in the management of the budget of the program whose expenditure mainly take place in Italy, whose currency is euro, and in Switzerland, whose currency is more or less tied to euro. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary, and I really wish to thank everyone for the active participation today. I thank our interpreters for their understanding and Kana joining the meeting until tomorrow morning at 9. We shall summarize on this discussion and also look at the other two documents under this agenda item. And I should also remind that we have formed the working group that is going to meet this evening under the chairperson of Vice Chair Wim, and we have the vice chairs and the coordinators as members, and all other members are interested to participate are also invited. Thank you very much, and see you tomorrow.